Simon, the background sound is the sound of my car. I'm driving from Galway to Limerick and then on to Cork today. I'm just coming back from the funeral and I thought I can, if I put my phone down on the dashboard, I can record a brief episode concerning Audioboom. Well, the first thing is that the app no longer exists. It must have disappeared from the App Store and there isn't an Audioboom app. Certainly not in the App Store. I don't have an Android phone and I haven't checked. But they gave up on that a very long time ago. There is no community at all connected with Audioboom. It's a place which I use. I began using it, I suppose, because I had thousands of episodes on Audioboom already, and I felt some sort of loyalty to it, residual loyalty, no matter how much I disapproved of the way in which Mark Rock was treated or how much I thought he was treated. So I was just too lazy and perhaps a bit lacking in confidence about how to take all of my episodes off Audioboom and put them onto another platform. I've continued to use Audioboom, but much, much less than ever before. And I use it because I'm familiar with it. I know what to do, and I don't have to learn another piece of software. I didn't trust Anchor. I didn't want to give Anchor any more episodes of mine. And it turns out that Audioboom will distribute your podcast just like Anchor distributes your podcast, or just like Spotify for Creators does it. Yes, I pay money monthly for it. I confess I can't remember how much it costs now. I probably should do a complete inventory of all the things I'm subscribing to and probably cut some of them back. I can also, if I wanted to, I can record a podcast episode directly into Audioboom. Yes, there is a record button. I don't know if I've ever used it. I find Voice Record Pro to be so good that I don't have any will to start using another audio platform to record on. I can then, of course, immediately put, if I want to, any of my podcast episodes onto social media, certainly into Twitter and into Facebook, and you know, can take a link and drop it into WhatsApp and send it to somebody. All that is pretty obvious. But that's the Audioboom story as far as I'm concerned. I'm quite happy with the quality of the audio that comes out, since almost all, not quite all, but almost all my podcast episodes are monologues these days. I think that's everything. Yeah, I think I've answered your questions. I would have to look it up to find out how much it would cost somebody to sign up to use Audioboom. I don't think there's any reason to think it's superior to SoundCloud or some of the other platforms, but I feel a sense of security using it. Also, if I wanted to, there are a few people from the old days still using Audio Boom. Claire Randall is using it, and oh dear, I forget his, Paul Hopkins is using it. And I've seen one or two pieces of audio, I think, from Bernie Goldbach. I'm not sure if he's still using it.